Books on Tape presents Blind Alley by Iris Johansson. Read by Bernadette Dunn. 1. Calhoun, Georgia. Joe watched the body wrapped in a dark green tarp being carefully lifted from the grave by the forensic team. "Thanks for coming, Quinn." Detective Christy Lalek was walking toward him. "I know it's not your case, but I need you. This is a weird one."
"What's weird about it?"
"Look at her." She moved toward the stretcher where the corpse had been placed. "The kids who found her nearly threw up." He followed her and watched as she drew back the tarp. There was no face. Only a skull remained. Yet from the neck down, the cadaver was only slightly decayed and intact.
"It appears someone didn't want her identified."
He looked down at her hands.
"He bungled it. He should have taken the hands. We'll be able to get a fingerprint match right away. DNA'll take longer, but that'll..."
"Look closer. Her fingertips are burned," Christy interrupted. "No prints. Trevor warned me there might not be any."
"Who?"
"Some Scotland Yard inspector, Mark Trevor. He sent an email to the department after he read about the Dorothy Millbrook case in Birmingham, and the captain dumped it in my lap. He stated he sent the same email to most of the cities in the southeast, warning them that the perpetrator might be heading into their jurisdictions."
Millbrook. It had been a sensational homicide of a prostitute that had taken place 4 months ago. Joe mentally went over the details he remembered. "The Millbrook case was no connection. It didn't have the same M.O. The woman was burned to death and left in a trash disposal."
"But she didn't have a face by the time the fire got through with her."
"No attempt was made to keep the Birmingham police from finding out who she was. They were still able to check prints." He shook his head.